This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 5th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 30, verse 5. It says there, "Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning." End of quote. Elvis Presley said, "When things go wrong, don't go with them." End of quote. However, I would suggest when things go wrong, don't allow your mind to go with them, but remain to wait for the joy that rises again in the morning. In Texas, where I live, the new year 2019 was faced with a gloomy sky and thick cloud for the first 3 days. However, the sun broke through the clouds finally, and amazing sunlight, beautiful sunlight all around us today. What a joy and brilliance today. When we are in a fog and darkness, we long for light. Sometimes we worry whether we would ever see the light at the end of the tunnel, don't we? But morning light is around the corner. The God of the Bible promises it. A teenage girl from Canada called Amanda Michelle Todd, faced with despair and attempted to suicide, and finally succeeded in 2012 at the age of 15. She was a victim of cyberbullying. However, Juliet Lewis said this, "The bravest thing I ever did was continuing my life when I wanted to die." End of quote. You may say a Christian should never lose his or her hope. Yes, it is true that a sincere Christian hope in the Lord for help and deliverance. However, there are times we also feel hopeless when our dreams and aspirations get shattered, and we should feel never be the same, don't we? It could be the desertion of a spouse, a serious illness, spouse in the emergency room, financial breakdown, loss or strayed children, and the list of painful circumstances goes on. It becomes hard to believe we would see better days ahead. Listen to what Job said in his deep depression. He said, "And now my life sweeps away. Depression haunts my days. At night, my bones are filled with pain, which gnaws at me relentlessly. With a strong hand, God grabs my shirt. He grips me by the collar of my coat. He has thrown me into the mud. I am nothing more than dust and ashes." End of quote. Job 30, 16 to 19. And then he continued describing his plight. In verses 20 to 23, he said, "I cry to you, O God, but you don't answer. I stand before you, but you don't even look. You have become cruel toward me. You use your power to persecute me. You throw me into the whirlwind and destroy me in the storm. And I know you are sending me to my death, the destination of all who live." End of quote. You see, our daily insight gives God's promise to all who weep and in deep depression. Listen, the Bible says the weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. God of the Bible says this in the scripture. Could you take this promise to your heart? Weeping can last through all night. I was encountered weeping and felt hopelessness for a long period of time, for several years. However, God brought joy to me in the morning eventually. I know many can testify this fact. My dearly beloved, were you in weeping for a long time? Do you wonder if morning will ever come to your life? Job thought as you do. Joseph, the teenager boy, thought he would never have joy in his life. However, they all met with a beautiful light again, beautiful morning again in their lives. Grab hold of God's promise in the midst of your hopeless situation. Weeping and crying come to all of us in different styles and fashions. It leaves doubt, hopelessness, and broken hearts inside of us. Understand, God promises joy, and it comes. As weeping is real, so joy in the morning is also real, and it is true. The guarantee of the morning filled with the joy is because God is love. God is compassionate, and He is full of mercy and loving kindness. Beloved, God loves you. Jesus said, "You are valuable than the whole world." God's love does not depend on how much you love Him. You know, God proved His love toward us when we were yet sinners and enemies to Him by giving His one and only Son for our sins. You see, God is love. God loves you. It makes all the difference for you. That is why joy will have to come in the morning. Do not forsake your hope in the Lord. Do not stop waiting for Him. As you expect and hope on Him for the joyful morning, you will find new strength. You will soar high on wings like eagles on high. You will run and not grow weary. You will walk and not get faint. Isaiah 40:31. My dear friend, are you ready to soar high on wings like eagles? Even in the midst of your troubles, put your hope in God. Joy is around the corner for you. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe you will bring joy to my life again. It is your promise, and I trust in your promise. I understand you love me. Your love prompts you to save me, and I fully believe I will see the goodness of you in my life. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Lord, please forgive me and save me now. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.